My name is Ketia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Oswald M. Sutherland, O-S-W-A-L-D, middle initial M-S-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D. This dictation was done on November 2nd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, the CKD, is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia. As well as the aging process period. However, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to CAD, status post-quadruple bypass, as well as a history of mitral and aortic valve stenosis, status post-prosthetic valve, heart valve replacement, may also play a role, period. Obstructive uropathy also may also affect the CKD due to history of prostate cancer and patients' complaints of urinary frequency, nocturia, as well as dribbling, urinary dribbling, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 29, creatinine of 1.78, and a GFR of 37. Unfortunately, we do not have a urinalysis to assess for activity in the urinary sediments. Period. However, there is evidence of selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 314 milligrams, period. To further assess the possible causes for the proteinuria, we will order nephritis labs to rule out autoimmune diseases, vasculitis, blood dyscrasias, and hepatitis, among other things, as possible etiology for the proteinuria, period. We will also order post-void pelvic ultrasound to rule out obstructive uropathy. Period. We will also order renal ultrasound to assess the structures of the kidneys and rule out possible kidney stones, hydronephrosis, or any other abnormalities. Period. The patient is euvolemic and is an and weighs 141 pounds, which is normal for his stature, period. He denies any other complaints. Next line. History of prostate cancer, status post total prostatectomy in 2011, period. Per the patient's wife, he had to have a bladder sling a few years ago, period, but he still complains of urinary frequency and symptoms related to overactive bladder, period. He wears a pad at night for the nocturia, because he wakes up every couple of hours to urinate, period. We will further assess with a pelvic ultrasound, post void pelvic ultrasound period, if there's any abnormalities, the patient may need to consult with the urologist for follow-up period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has been stable as evidenced by an A1C of 6.2%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is unremarkable with blood pressure of 117 over 59. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post quadruple bypass. He follows up with Dr. Bandare, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E, cardiologist. Next line, we started the patient on, actually, next time, the patient was started on Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligrams daily by Dr. Maxwell, PAMA, PCP. However, due to the cost, he was unable to afford it, period. We provided the patient with samples of 20 milligrams and instructed him to take half a tablet daily, period. We sent the prescription to our specialty pharmacy to see if it would be covered, period. Due to the patient's history of prostate and urological issues, we do not feel comfortable starting him on any SGLT2 such as Farxiga at this moment, especially since he is having symptomatic urinary symptoms. I mean, since he's having since he is having active urinary symptoms, and since we do not have a urinalysis or post-void imaging to assess his bladder at the moment, period. Next line. Proteinuria, as per number one, we will work him up with nephritis. We will work him up to find the to see if there's any other etiologies other than his current chronic conditions that may cause proteinuria, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with labs and the ultrasounds. And